Hey, welcome to the Happy Hormones Coach, the podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Gamayo Self, where I dive into everything related to women's health and lifestyle, and you know me, holistically. So join me, your host, as we explore the intricacies of female hormones, discuss tips and strategies for managing stress and anxiety, and discover ways to live a healthier and happier, more fulfilling life. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to relationships, I cover it all. So please grab a cup of tea, settle in, and let's dive into the world of women's health together. This is the Happy Hormones Coach. Hey, welcome back to the Happy Hormones Coach podcast, where we are diving into the world of holistic health and functional nutrition for midlife women. I'm your host, Jennifer Gamayo Self. And today we will explore the power of functional testing and how it gives us a closer look at our health. So grab your favorite tea and let's start. So understanding what's happening inside our bodies is crucial in our journey toward better health. And that's where functional testing comes in. Unlike traditional testing that diagnoses diseases, functional tests give us a snapshot of our body's processes. And they help us understand how well our body functions and where we might need support. So unlike blood, that's more of like a snapshot of where we're at the time. Some functional testing can give us like an overview of where we're at, like hair testing, HTMA testing. It is like gives us like data for like 3 months. And so it's really good because if we compare that, which is blood testing, of course, always is really good too. We can pair it together and we can use it together. But some functional testing, it gives us a picture of the whole and not just one snapshot of an area, if that makes sense. And I'm a fan of all of it. And I know I use that in my practice too, blood as well as saliva, as well as other testing. And of course, HTMA is a huge one that I like to use because minerals play a crucial part in our overall health. So hormonal imbalances, they can be tricky, obviously, because most of the time, it is not hormonal. It's something underneath. And they often manifest as a range of symptoms like fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, you know, that difficult belly bloat, belly midsection weight gain that we all seem to not lose when we get older, but it kind of tends to stay there. Well, that can be hormones or it could be something else. And so functional testing allows us to look beyond these symptoms and determine the root cause. And that's what we like to look at in functional medicine and functional coaching, is looking at the root cause and the person in front of us as a whole and not just their symptom, because people are people, they're whole people, real people, and not just their symptoms. And that shouldn't define anybody. And so examining hormones can tailor our approach to rebalance them, as well as what is causing it and leading to overall better health. And that's what we want ultimately, right? Longevity, better health, feel good, have natural energy. We don't want the 3 o'clock slumps. We definitely don't want our midsection weight. There's so many things that we don't want. So in order to do that, if we work holistically with our bodies, it is a process. It's not, you know, health doesn't come in a bottle. And it doesn't come as a one-size-fits-all approach. And it does not come as a done-for-you, just tell me what to do, and then you do it. There's so much more involved in that. And if you want the longevity, you want just a new lifestyle with this as we age, if you want to age better, if you want to age youthfully, if you want, you know, all the natural energy, the no slumps or anything like that, then we definitely want to approach things holistically and not just, you know, throw supplements at you and think that it's going to be okay just based off what your tests show, if that makes sense. We want to look at the whole and change it with life, balance it with lifestyle so that you can have that overall better health. And so there are several types of functional tests, but today we'll focus on a few key ones. And so one is saliva testing, and this is great for checking cortisol levels and the balance of sex hormones. Cortisol levels are super important because there again shows our stress, and it can show with like our blood sugar and also like our midsection. It just shows a lot. So cortisol is one that would be great to just kind of check in and see where we're at. And another one is blood spot testing, and it offers insights into thyroid function, vitamin D levels, and more. A lot of times people supplement with vitamin D and they really don't need to. So we really want to look at that and make sure those levels are optimal. Urine testing. So this helps in assessing neurotransmitter levels and detoxification capacity. And it shows so much more. It shows a lot. And so in my practice, I do use functional testing to create personalized wellness plans for my clients and customers. For example, if a client struggles with fatigue, a saliva test can help us to see the cortisol levels. And it also can show up in a dried urine test, the dried hormone urine test. It also shows that in some thyroid. So there's a lot more to that, not just the saliva test for the cortisol levels. You can do multiple ways to test for that. But based on the results, we can devise a plan that might include dietary changes, supplements, and stress management techniques. And so much more, because like I said, just because you get results back doesn't mean you can take a supplement for every single thing, because it could throw other things out of whack as well. We have to be careful with the fine balance there, and not just think you're going to be treated and healed out of a bottle, because that is most definitely not the case. And a lot of people think that they can just throw supplements at every single iota of whatever symptom they have or what may be showing wrong on their testing, but that is not the case. So we really have to take caution when using that approach. And so let's explore how I use functional testing in my practice. And it's not just about running tests, and it's about putting together a comprehensive picture of one's health, which I like to call a roadmap to health. And so it's really a customized, personalized plan based off our intake, based off, of course, their labs, and a detailed health questionnaire. So, and after talking with you, because there's a whole approach to this. Like I said, it's not just looking at the results and seeing you, it's actually more the whole picture and your lifestyle right now. So there's a lot to that. And I know a lot of other practitioners do this as well. And so one of the critical tests that I use is, when I talked about this earlier, is a dried urine hormone testing. And this is a fantastic tool for getting a detailed look at your daily hormone levels. And hormones are like messengers in our body. And when they're out of balance, they can affect everything, as you know, from our energy levels to our mood. And dried urine testing helps us to see a snapshot and a full day's story of your hormone activity. So it's really awesome. I'm also a success coach with a fertility practice. And this is what she uses a lot with her clients. And I'm telling you, when I coach these women through fertility and pairing it with this and some other testing that they do as well, it really does make a difference. I've had so much praise just from how well they feel after several implementations. And it, like I said, it's not all supplements. It's lifestyle, it's diet. It's a lot of things that we go through in there together. There's a lot that we work on. But they just absolutely love the feelings that they get, you know, from the different testing. And they've had blood tests and other, you know, Western medicine tests that are routine when you think of tests, right? Like urine and blood. But these are more in-depth and tailored to, you know, specifically to our needs. And another cornerstone of my practice is, I talked about this too, the hair tissue mineral analysis, or HTMA is what you'll hear referred to. And this test provides insights into the body's mineral balance and heavy metal levels. So this is a tricky one too, because people can think, once they see the results right in front of them, and I did too, I used to think this way too when I first started doing the test. I had my nutritionist she did the test on me, and I was like, whoa, all these like heavy metals and things. But yeah, it's a tricky one. So you definitely need to work with a practitioner on this if you're not familiar with it yourself. So minerals are the spark plugs of our body, spark plugs of life, as you've heard me say. And they're involved in almost every biochemical process. They are our lifeline. And so HTMA helps us identify those imbalances from energy production to hormonal and in between. It can really show us a lot, you know, trauma. There's just so much that it can actually show us. And it's the most affordable test that I found that has such a huge impact. And gut health is another critical, you know, puzzle piece. So I also use the gut and GI testing. And the health of our gut impacts our overall well-being in so many ways, from our immune function to our hormones to our mood. And we can identify issues like any dysbiosis that is in the gut, leaky gut, infections, or infections that might contribute to your symptoms by addressing gut health. It's so important that we address gut health, whether you don't think you have anything wrong with your gut, anything like that. It's always good to revisit it and do a check-in, because like our health, our overall health, I believe, stems from the gut. So it's just super important just to really kind of keep an eye on that as well. And finally, while functional tests are precious, sometimes we also need to look at traditional blood tests. Like I said, pairing the two is awesome. And these can provide additional information on inflammation, liver function, nutrient statuses, and it's all about getting the most complete picture possible, like I was talking. These are all just puzzle pieces, and we really want to put it together as you building the picture of yourself, because it is, these are all just puzzle pieces of you, and we want to make sure that we're getting the complete picture, we're putting your health back together, we're setting you up for success, and this is just one aspect of it. I'm not saying it's the only aspect, it is one aspect of it when talking about any kind of testing. And so I can create a personalized plan that addresses your unique needs by combining these tests along, like I talked about, a host of other things. And it's not just me. There are a lot of practitioners, nutritionists in the functional medicine space, and coaches alike, they use this as well and create that plan specifically for you. And like I like to call it, a roadmap to your health. So it is like having a map for your health journey, and not just everyone else's who may be experiencing the same symptoms that you have, but it's specifically for your health journey. And it guides, you know, it guides you towards the interventions that will be most effective for you. And it's good because it's for you and not everybody else that is experiencing those symptoms, because somebody can have the same symptoms as you and it be completely different root cause. So we really need to keep that in mind when we're, you know, we want to jump to like Google or GPT or, you know, anything like that for our health symptoms if we're looking at our symptoms. But we have to understand that there are a lot of symptoms for maybe one root cause, or there are a lot of different root causes for maybe one symptom. And so there's a lot at play here, and you have to be very careful as to when you look into anything like that. So that's why I like the testing combined with talking to you and, you know, a detailed health questionnaire, because it really is for you specifically. And functional testing is effective because it's personalized. Like I like to talk about, everything is personalized and customized to you. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all approach. And it allows us to see the unique imbalances in each person's body, and it addresses them specifically, leading to more targeted and successful interventions. And that's exactly what we want. We want a more target, like, what are your symptoms? What's your background? What's your history? What do you like? How is your nutrition? All these different things and more come into play when pairing it with testing, and not just functional testing, but even traditional testing as well, like I talked about. And so it just gives us the, you know, whole picture. We can do successful targeted interventions specifically for what you are experiencing. And so that's just another reason to love it even more. And so let's explore why functional testing is such a game changer. Besides everything that I've already touched on very briefly, imagine you're trying to solve a mystery but only have a few clues. And that's what it's like dealing with health issues without functional testing. You might have some puzzle pieces, but you still need the whole picture. And so, like I said, think of your picture on a puzzle, on a completed puzzle. But then you take those puzzle pieces out and you have to put it back together. It's kind of like you had health before, or you were at your goal before, or whatever it is that you want and that you're working towards, and you didn't have symptoms, anything like whatever you're experiencing. And so now you got to put these puzzle pieces back together, but you want to do it because you want to complete the whole picture. And that's kind of what it's like, if that makes sense. Sorry, I'm still under the weather. My brain is so foggy, but I wanted to get this out. And so functional testing gives us those missing pieces, and it's like having a map that shows us exactly where to look. For instance, if you're dealing with persistent headaches, a functional test might reveal that the real culprit is hormonal imbalance or some nutrition deficiency or mineral deficiency. And it could just be a quick, you know, something simple, nothing extravagant. It could just be something simple as tweaking your diet or adding more minerals or, you know, whatever that is. And so suddenly you're not just treating the symptom, but you're addressing the root cause. And here's the best part. Functional testing is proactive. It helps us to catch potential issues before they turn into more significant problems. So early intervention is the best intervention. Don't wait till your symptoms become anything more severe, like diseases or anything else. And we really want to be proactive with ourselves. It's really going to save us time, energy, and money, and our health in the long run. And it's kind of like having a crystal ball for your health, allowing you to make changes now to avoid problems down the road. And especially women in midlife, we really want to do this now before hitting that, you know, big stage in our life called menopause and going through that just head on. We really want to address all these things beforehand, so that way we are prepared, we're armed, we're ready, we are good, and it'll be a pleasant experience versus just suddenly thrown into it. And so that's another reason to love this, especially in midlife. And it's empowering to have that kind of insight into your body. It's a key reason why functional testing is so effective. I mean, why wouldn't, if you want to work with your body so your body can work with you or for you, then we really want to know what's going on with it, right? We want to lead. We want to lead our body, not our body lead us. And so this is just a great reminder to do that. And it's also important to remember that functional testing is just one piece of the puzzle, like I talked about. It's a powerful tool, but it works best with a holistic approach that includes nutrition, exercise, and lifestyle changes, and some more. It's all about finding balance and supporting our body's healing ability. So while functional testing is fantastic, just like, you know, traditional testing, it's not a standalone option. It's a vital part of a bigger picture or puzzle. So think of your health as a garden. Functional testing helps us identify which plants need more water or nutrients, and which plants maybe need to back off the water and nutrients, but we must still tend to the whole garden. We have to tend to it whole. And so that's where the holistic approach comes in. It's about nurturing every aspect of your health. For example, if functional testing reveals a hormonal imbalance, well, we might want to address it with supplements, but we'll also look at your diet, your exercise, stress levels, so on and so on. It's all connected. Everything is connected. Our body, mind, spirit, soul, all connected. And here's something to ponder, something to think about. Our bodies are incredibly wise. They often give us subtle signals when something's off. And I love that book, and I highly recommend it. I got it 7 years ago. The Body Keeps the Score. And if you haven't read that or you don't have that in your library, I suggest you get that and read it, because our body really does keep the score, and it's just an incredible book. So I do highly recommend that. And functional testing helps us listen to those signals and respond with care. By integrating testing into our holistic health plan, we're not just putting out fires, but we're building a robust and resilient foundation for our whole holistic health and well-being. And I encourage you to consider testing, the functional testing paired with even traditional testing, and a powerful ally in your health journey. It's a tool that empowers you to take charge of your well-being, and it definitely helps you and your practitioner to make informed decisions, and just really vital to your health cause. And when combined with a holistic health approach, it's a recipe for vibrant health. And again, when you work on your body holistically, pairing it with traditional medicine, it's not like you're just prescribed meds and then you think you feel fine or anything like that. Holistically, because we want to make this a lifestyle, we wanted to make it a true life transformation. It's not a quick fix, and it does take time. So anytime you do work on your health holistically, I want you to keep in mind, and I've said this before, but keep in mind that it is a process, and it could be a slow progress, but it is a process. And any step you make towards your health is going to, we want to make it last. We don't want to throw medicine or supplements or, you know, exercise, you know, go to the gym, anything like that your way, because that's not going to help it. We really want to make lasting change for you. And so going at it holistically, just remember, be patient, give yourself grace, because it does take time and it'll be well worth it. So I just want to throw that little caveat in there, because just because you do things holistically, it doesn't mean that it's going to be just an overnight fix. Sometimes it can take a while, and that's okay, because you're progressing to lasting transformation, lasting health. And I just really, I let my clients know this too. Sometimes they may get frustrated that I'm doing all the things, you know, I see some changes, but maybe I don't see the whole picture, my ultimate goal. But you just got to give it time and be patient, work with your body so it can work with you, and just understand that any progress you make is progress towards your overall long, you know, lasting transformation. And so as we wrap up, I hope this deep dive into functional testing, there's so much more, but those are just a couple of them, has shed some light on how these tools can transform your health. And it's about moving beyond the one-size-fits-all solutions and embracing a personalized approach that really honors your unique needs. So if you're ready to explore what functional testing can do for you, I'm definitely here to guide you every step of the way. But also, there are so many other practitioners in the holistic and functional space that and coaches that you can search for whatever your particular needs are. And they specialize in so many, you know, different areas. And so I would encourage you to take the holistic functional approach and search for a coach or practitioner in this space that really speaks to you and your needs. And I can guarantee you that there is someone for everyone out there, and especially because there's so many specialties within this space, that you will find someone. I have a lot of practitioners and nutritionists in the space that I can refer to. If it's not something that after talking to someone that I know for sure I can't help because it's not really my specialty, I definitely have an arsenal of wonderful practitioners out there that I trust and can lovingly refer you to them. So just reach out and let me know. And I hope this episode was helpful. If, as always, you can message me and let me know anything else you want to talk about or hear about. And I am going to be getting guests on, hopefully after May. There's just, I'm studying for the real estate test. I'm already licensed in one state, but I moved. And so I'm studying to take that in a different state because I do love doing this. I like doing this and also, you know, working with clients holistically, but also I know having a healthy home environment is super important and just love real estate. So that's something that I like to do part-time as well. And I'm just kind of busy preparing for that. And so that's in all transparency what's going on and just adjusting to a new state, a new place, not really knowing anyone, but now that the weather is getting better, just getting out more in the community. So I hope to see you on the next episode. And again, I definitely accepting guests for hopefully starting in the middle of May, getting some recordings done and getting it out to you just to better help my listeners and your audience, to give you just a more variety and just education and inspiration, as well as just whatever these awesome guest speakers will have for you and their different approaches. So I'm excited about that. All right, until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Happy Hormones Coach today. I hope our discussion was informative and helpful for your health and well-being. If you have any questions or comments about today's episode or have suggestions for future topics, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can find me on social media or visit my website. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please consider leaving a review and sharing it with your friends and family. Remember, taking care of yourself is essential, and I'm here to support you on your journey toward optimal health and happiness. So until next time, stay happy and stay healthy. This is the Happy Hormones Coach.